work would you go into?
I would do the same
you
thing.
You would do the same.
Yes, I love it.
And you had no schooling at all in Pittsburgh then?
Yeah, I did have school. I went to night school.
Oh, I'm sorry. How long?
Oh, a few years. At Franklin School in Epiphany Street.
Franklin School. And
yeah.
And did you take up any special?
No, just the general education.
General education. And how did you learn to speak English?
Mm-hmm.
How did you learn to speak English?
From the people where I worked. I always worked with people that they spoke. My friends, they kept up on the Jewish side, and I said, no, I've got to learn.
And
still don't talk good, still have an accent.
You speak well, you do. How about writing? How did you learn to write?
Well, I picked it up in school. I used to
school.
Go to night school.
All right. How did your Gentile classmates treat you? Did you see any of them socially?
No, no. So she's strictly with some Jewish girls.
Only Jews.
She didn't have any.
And mm-hmm. How did the other, do you remember how the other Gentile students treated you? Or?
No, there was mostly Jewish people that just come over the same time with me in school.
Mostly Jews. And did you go to Seder here in the United
no.
States? Did you like music?
Yeah, I used to go to all the concerts, all the operas. I lived a nice life. Very
did you play any musical instruments
no,
at that time?
No.
You did go to the concert?
Yeah. I used to go to concerts. To
the first 5 years?
Yeah, well, I went to Love is Married.
To the concerts?
Yeah.
Do you remember what concerts you went to?
Well, when, what's his name that came, the one that died? Cymbalist used to come here. I used to go to listen to him at the Syrian Mosque.
Cymbeline?
Yes. Yasha Haifas used to come. I'd never miss them.
And that was the first 5 years?
Yeah. And then they used to have, in 1918, they built a labor license. Did you ever hear that?
The what?
A labor license that was like a community house. For all the Jewish people that come over, there was a lot of Jewish people come over at that time. After that, it stopped because the war broke out in Europe. So everything came to a standstill.
Where did they build this? I'm sorry.
In Miller Street, across from the Miller School. It was a real big building, a nice building. And all the Jewish girls and the Jewish boys, they all used to hang around here. There was they used to have a young socialist league and an older socialist league. So the younger kids used to belong to the Young People's League. The older one used to belong to the socialists, because everybody ran away from Europe for a reason, because there was so much depressed. The older people were depressed from the government. I didn't know being depressed from the government because I was too young.
Yes,
I didn't belong to anything. But that's why the people that come over, they were nice, intelligent people.
They
ran away from there.
Excuse me, but did they bring concerts and artists to the
this
center?
Year, no, not to the center. We used to have dancing there.
Dancing.
We used to have dancing, and everybody that come over at that time, we all went to this labor license. They had a lot of activities there, and that's where you met everybody. I used to go there with my bite in my mouth before I was finished eating supper.
Did you go to the Yiddish theater or any other theater?
Yeah,
at that
yeah.
Time?
Oh,
where?
The Emila Street.
On Miller Street.
And then they used to have it in the Shelney Theater. Used to be a Shelney Theater on
what was the name of that?
Shelney. Shelney Theater.
Shelney?
Yeah, right across the street from the Shelney Apartments. They used to bring Jewish shows. Everybody would go to see
oh,
that.
Really?
Oh, Moore Schwartz used to be in the Malapikin. They used to come. Well, we never missed it. We used to look forward to it. We'd go in groups. I had a lot of friends, and we'd all go together.
And did you attend any lectures at that time?
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah. When, what's his name used to come? Norman Thomas
where
used to come. He was a socialist. He ran for president a lot of times. All the liberalism, everybody would go to hear him.
And where was that? Where would you go? Do you remember?
To Carnegie Music Hall. He used to speak lecture. He used to come.
And how about public libraries? Did you use the public library?
Yeah, in Queen Street. And up on Hill.
Green Street.
Yeah. Yeah, you could use the public library.
And what Pittsburgh newspapers did you read at that time?
I didn't read any Jewish paper. I used to read the Forbes, the Jewish paper.
And what was the name of that?
The Forbes, the Jewish paper.
How do you spell that?
The Forbes. It's just as you pronounce
the foreword.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
When you came to the United States, you did think of yourself as a very religious person, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah,
you mentioned it earlier.
Yeah, very religious.
And in what ways were you religious?
Well, I would light, see, if I was in a home on Friday night and they would light candles, I would enjoy it. And Pesach, they made a Seder because of a house where I come from, they were very religious. My grandfather was very religious. And if I didn't see anybody make a Seder, it would hurt me very much. That's why I didn't like it. I used to sit a whole room night and cry because I never saw anything like that. That's why you have a Jewish environment.
Yeah.
And it leaves with you all your life. I have a kosher kitchen now, too, place you can make the dishes. I've been used to it. I was brought up like that.
And did you change any of your religious practices when you came to the United States?
Not much.
You worked on Saturday.
I worked on Saturday, that I had to change.
That was all?
Yeah.
And did you attend any synagogue here in Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah, after we were married. After we were married.
Not before?
No.
All right. Did you carry on observances in your home? How?
Yeah, after I was married.
Before you were married, with your cousin?
No, they didn't observe much.
No.
No, they didn't observe much.
Did you experience any change in your health due to the climate and food?
No, I was healthy.
And when you did need medical help the first 5 years, where did you go?
I didn't need medical help. I was in good health.
And what organization helped you get started? Do you remember any Jewish organization or non-Jewish?
No organization helped me to get started.
And what were the first organizations that you belonged to here in Pittsburgh the first 5 years? Synagogue, Talmud Torah, socialist?
No. I was too young to. And then the first 5 years I was miserable.
And did you give any charity at all in those days, in the first 5 years?
No, they didn't. They didn't ask for any and they didn't give any.
Where did you go for a good time the first 5 years?
At the Labor License.
And I don't know how to spell that. I'm a little...
In labor, you know how to spell...
Did you participate in any sports at this time?
No.
Not at all. Did you attend any sporting events? You didn't. Did you know anything about the YMCA?
No, not at that time. Nobody went. My friends didn't go and I didn't go.
Were there any local meeting places? I think we covered this earlier.
Well, that was at the Labor License. Yeah. Everybody was there. All the green.
In the first 5 years you were in Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
You met your people there at the...
At the Labor License. They had another social hall. The Zionists.
Did you go there?
No, not much. I used to go Saturday night for dancing, but there they have that for the Jewish people, younger people. People didn't want to go to the Labor License because it was more of a socialist place.
Yes.
So that's why they went to the Zionists, because they were fighting for the Jewish cause.
Israel, yes.
For Israel. So
where was this?
That was Corner Center and, what is that name called? Green Street, where the drugstore is, right at that corner. Cross for the Roosevelt, you were a member of the Roosevelt.
No.
Well, I would say it's Green Street, kind of
Green Street.
Yeah.
That's on the hill.
And it's on the hill. A lot of people used to go there.
Were you friendly with any non-Jewish people at all?
No.
And did any of your first friends, the first 5 years, remain friends forever, permanently?
Yeah. I still have those friends.
You still have
some of them died. A lot of them died.
Do you have any names at all of people? Do you remember any names?
No, they drifted away. Estella Wise, she was a girlfriend of mine. She's still living.
Estella Wise?
Yeah.
Do you know where she lives?
She lives in Phillips Avenue. I think she's at the hospital right now. She was a good friend of mine, girlfriend of mine, in the first 5 years. That's about all.
And your family here in Pittsburgh were what, your cousins?
Yeah.
Were you close to them socially?
Yes.
And you celebrated Seder with them?
Yes. Yeah.
Not the first 5 years you didn't observe much Seder, did you?
Well, not much. Well, they were my cousins, they were all together, like they used to socialize a lot. They were brothers. There was three brothers and a singer. The one who brought me over, his name is Singer. He just died about 2 weeks ago.
And what was his name? First
Singer.
Name,
Morris Singer.
Morris Singer.
Yeah, that's the one that brought me over here.
Yes, go ahead.
And the one I lived with was his sister.
And but you did socialize together with
The family, yeah. Whenever they made anything, we were always together. Yes.
And during the first 5 years, did you maintain any contacts with people in Europe? Did you write any letters to anybody in Europe?
The war broke out.
But you
couldn't hear from anybody, no. The first letter I heard is this one died, and that one died. I had a family of 18 people. There's nobody left now.
No one.
Are
you an American citizen?
Yes.
And if yes, how did you get your citizenship papers? Did you remember?
Through my husband. I just had to get the.
So you waited how many years?
12 years.
When did you first vote? Do you remember that?
Right after I got my papers, first year I was.
So about what years do you remember that?
1926. Because I was married in 1925. And so I went to the Aaron Kaufman settlement, and there was Miss Elman, and she helped me. She sent away my husband's papers to Washington, and I got my second papers through my husband's papers. Before that, a woman didn't have to get citizen papers. If you married a man that was a citizen, you became naturalized. But they changed that. By the time I was married, I think that was changed in 1923.
Uh-huh.
By the time I got married in 1925, and that already changed. But it didn't. Only took me 90 days.
And Mrs. Elman, was it Renee Elman?
Yeah.
Do you remember her first name?
Mrs. Elman. I don't know. The street is named after her. Elman. Was her name. She was a social worker at the Irene Kaufman settlement. Oh, yeah, she was a big worker. She helped a lot of people at that time. Oh, my goodness. Families would fall apart. Men would go to the gambling joints. She used to go in the gambling joints and take them out and send them to the family. Oh, people were getting divorces, and she fixed up the family. They shouldn't get divorces, and they didn't. She was a wonderful person.
The Irene Kaufman Center that you speak of was then where?
Center Avenue.
And what party did you belong to? Do you remember what political party you belonged to?
Oh, it was the Democrats.
Why?
I don't know. I think they're more of a working class people. My husband believed in the Democrat Party, too.
Were you ever active in this party?
No, never.
When did you first meet the person that you married, and how?
I met him to a party on a Saturday night. I met him to a party.
A party.
That's a social gathering, that's all. We went around for years. He was a poor fellow, and I was a poor girl. When we got married, he was making $23 a week.
1 year you went together?
Yeah. $23 a week he was making.
And how old were you at the time?
It's guessing. I don't know.
About?
I would say about 24, about 24, 25. I don't know.
And your husband?
He was a year older. He was a year older.
25 or 26. And what was your marriage date?
Very good.
What was your marriage date? Excuse me. When did you get married?
New Year's Day.
That's January
1, 1925.
You were married in this country?
In Pittsburgh, in Arbrill Street.
You knew each other 1 year.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
How long did you know each other before? 1 year.
Excuse me. 1 year.
If your marriage was not prearranged,
no.
Would it have been in Europe?
In Europe?
In Europe, do you think it would have been?
Yeah, it would have been arranged.
It would have.
Most of them. But the young people wanted to get away from it. That's why they wanted away, run away from Europe, because they didn't like it.
I can understand.
Everybody, all the young people went away, but the parents kept them back because they said, once you go to America, it's like you're dead because I'll never see you again.
Was your mate from the same country in Europe as you? Or was he from the United States?
No, he was from a different country. He was from Rovno. He was from Rovno, belonged to Poland. He was from Poland.
Did you marry him because he was from the same background? And
no,
it just happened.
Just like him, and he liked me, and that's it. Both poor, like church mice.
Do you remember any of your friends marrying non-Jews?
No. At that time, now it's common, but at that time...
What were your feelings at that time of a mixed marriage?
Well, I thought that everybody should stay in their own place, but it's not up to me to decide that, because my son is married to a Gentile girl.
Yes.
Pete, for you. My son is a professor in Delphi University.
Is he?
He was in Brandeis for 5 years, and then he was in William and Mary. I was there just last week. I was cutting the big snow. She treats me wonderful. I have to overlook that. Some things I don't like, because she's not the same nationality, especially me having such a religious background. But I'm not going to be here forever.
And she's good to him?
Oh, they're very happy. She says, Mother, I'm so happy.
Well, that's all that really matters. Many young couples today have troubles getting along with each other.
Oh.
What were your problems of adjustment during the first 5 years of your marriage? Do you remember it all? What your main problems were, if there were any, you might not have
had any. No, there wasn't a problem. Whatever I said went.
Whatever you said?
Yeah, went. I control the pocket. My husband used to say to the kids, your mother was the bank, you go ask your mother.
So you made all the decisions?
Yeah.
Was this different from what it would have been
at home?
Well,
that wasn't in the first 5 years, because I was yet 5 years
before I was
married.
No, I realize that. No, we're on your marriage now. Was it like that at home, or was your father the head of the family at home?
I can't tell you anything about my mother.
You don't remember?
I wasn't even 3 years old. Yeah. He died before my third birthday.
What kind of schooling did your children receive?
Both of my boys are college graduates.
You have two boys?
Yeah. And my doctor had, my youngest son has a...
How old are the
doctor's
boys?
Degree.
All right, how old are your boys?
Well, my older one is 39.
And what does he do?
He is with Gollum's Painting Glass, but they call himself Architectural Company. Construction Company. Yeah. But they
what does he do?
Oh, he is a contact man. He is vice president of the business now.
And what is his name?
Melvin Gilman.
And his education?
Was from Peach University.
4 years.
Yes.
And son number two, how old is he?
My oldest son?
Yes.
39.
No, your other son. Melvin is 39.
39. Howard is 37. They're only 2 years apart.
Howard. And he, what is his education? He went to Brandeis?
No, he went to Pete. He graduated 4 years.
Yes, 4 years.
And then he went to Madison, Wisconsin. And he went to the service in the Korean War was on.
Madison, Wisconsin? For how long?
Well, he got his master's degree there.
In what? Remember?
In economics and labor relations.
Economics. And then he went to Brandeis for his PhD?
No. He still went back to Madison, Wisconsin for his PhD degree. He graduated from there.
PhD, what is that in?
Economics. He's a professor of economics.
Professor of economics where?
Right now?
Yeah.
Right now he's at Delphi University.
Delphi?
Delphi, it's in Long Island, Garden City, Long Island. But his first job was with Brandeis.
His first was with
Brandeis for 5 years. He lived in Balton. He bought a house, and he lived in Balton.
And they all, both of your sons are married?
Yeah.
And how many children do they have?
My daughter, Irene, Mrs. Ames, that's my daughter.
your daughter-in-law?
That's my daughter.
Oh, you have three children?
Yeah. I have three. I have my oldest. Irene is the oldest.
And that's Irene?
Ames is her name now.
Last name?
H-A-Y-N-E-S. Ames.
Yes. And what was her education?
Just a high school. But she happened to be working for lawyers, and that's why she got a good education through them. All legal.
Secretary to lawyers.
Yeah.
All right. Did any of them receive Jewish education?
Well, they went to Sunday school, yeah.
Sunday school, where? Yeah. Tree of Life?
Not the Tree of Life. To the Aaron Kaufman settlement, that was in Santa Ana. And my boys was Bar Mitzvah, mm-hmm. The Tree of Life. They were members there, they were on Craft Avenue.
Was there any difference, there's a question here now that I don't think pertains to you, Mrs. Gittleman, whether there was much difference the way you were raised and the way you raised your children, which you don't remember.